Today we'll be doing Sifyot. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kol Mishalo Amar Ames V'Yatziv Shacharis V'Ames V'Amuna Arvis Lo Yatzi Yidei Chovas HaMitzvah Kesikna. Anyone who fails to say Ames V'Yatziv at Shacharis or Ames V'Amuna and Mariv has not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. The Ramah says, Mishahu Anus V'Dachuk V'Ein Lo Penai L'Hispalel Miyad Achar Kriyas Shema. One who is pressed or forced for time doesn't have enough time to daven right after Shema. Yikra Kriyas Shema to Ames V'Yamtin Lomar Sha'ar HaBrachos Ad She'Yispalel. He should say Shema until the word MS, and then he should wait to say the rest of the brachos until he davens later on. It's preferable for him to say MS v'yatziv or MS v'emuna later on, so that this way he can be somech geula tefila when he davens shmona esrei. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Nun Gimel tells us Kisi Kuna Avalosha Lo Yatza Klal Yedei Kriyas Shema. It's not that he wasn't Yotzei Shema at all. To Hakaimalon Devrachos in Ma'akvos the Kriyas Shema, because we paskin that failure to say the brachos is not Ma'akiv whether you're Yotzei Shema b'diavad. Ella Shal Yedei Zeh Kriyas Shema Shelo Gamkin in Enu Karai. It just means that there's something lacking about your Shema. V'yachzer Al Kopanim Lo Amra Acharat Tefila Im Lo Amar Akodem Tefila Uched Leel B'Simin Salach Siv Beis. But he should go back and repeat it afterwards if he didn't say it before. It's preferable for him to say Shema again. The Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi that there are a number of themes that must be mentioned while saying Emes V'yatziv, namely Yitzias Mitzrayim, the idea of Malchus, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechoros, Umashma Berashma Brachos Yiralef, Dili Ikuva Hu Afilu Diavad. The Rashma and Brachos believes that if you fail to mention these themes, you're not Yotze even B'diavad. The Tzorachim Yibrachos Yiralef Amibi. So, if you look at the Gemara and Brachos, it seems to be that the theme of Makas Bechoros is omitted. It's difficult to arbitrarily distinguish between Emes V'Yatziv at Shacharis and Emes V'Emuna and Mariv. Maybe they had an alternate nusach that in later on where they also mentioned Makas Bechoros. V'gami Yerushalmi brachos perakalaf alachavav mash mektzas tuhu rak lechachila in sham v'tzarachim lemay. So the Yerushalmi implies that maybe this is also only a din lechachila. He says, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says tzarachim. Im hechlev brachos shal shachris liyarvus ol lehefek. Let's say a person said emes ve'emuna at shachris, or they said emes v'yatziv and mariv. In other words, they flipped around what the bracha they were supposed to say. Im adayin lewamer hashem shal sofa bracha. If they have not yet said Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, they should go back to the beginning. If they already said Shem Hashem, they should just finish and they don't have to repeat it. Who allowed the person to stop because he doesn't have time? Meaning, maybe he should have to continue davening and finish davening before he has to go off to do what he has to do. One who doesn't have sufficient time should simply say Shema without the brachos. When he later does have time, Yikra Kriya Shema Uvircho Savi Yispalel Uchid Leel B'Simen Samach Sevbeis. He should then say Shema with the brachos. Sefer Nar Shalom Kasav Demikol Makom Din Arama Hu Emes V'Nachon Hicha Shekara Kriya Shema. The Rama is correct in a case where you have recited Shema Ki Haya Yisavur Sheyuchal Ligmar Kol HaTfila, because he holds that you could conclude the entire davening V'Shuv Achar Shekara Kriya Shema Mukhrachu Machmas Eze Ones L'Havzik, and then for some tangential reason, for some ones, you were forced to stop. V'Haka Amar Da'adifu Tfei Sheyavzik Achar Hashem Elokeichem MS. In that case, it's preferable to stop after Hashem Elokeichem MS. And then when you start to daven, you start with V'yatziv V'nachon. But if you know from the outset that you're not going to have time to say Shema and to daven Shmona Esrei, you're not going to be able to say Shema before so Sman Kriya Shema. Gam humodala magen Avram sheker Kriya Shema levado uchein zatirutz gam kena prima gadam ayin sham. Then everyone agrees that it's better to just say Shema now, to say it at least bizmana. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin Simon Samach Zion tomorrow.